ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दायिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता किया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानामालयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करम्। थ्रू दि फर्स्ट् चाप्टर् अर्जुनविषादयोगः भगवान् व्यासाचार्य वाण्टेड् टु कन्वे two messages. One is, in order to get rid of samsara disease, a person should discover that disease first. To get the atmajnana, a person should know that he is in bondage. Then only there will be a real necessity of getting Atmajnana. So therefore, last week we saw Vyasacharya was describing the samsara disease, whose symptoms are raga, shoka and moha. Every moment of our life is tousled by these three emotions. Either we are attached or having hatred towards something, or we are in grief, sad, or we are in delusion. Every moment of our life is just a changing scene after scene. Our life is these changing emotions. So last week we saw that a person should discover the samsara roga. The second topic is bringing the context, that is background of this entire teaching of Gita Shastram, in which context this teaching was given to humanity, and the disciple Arjuna, how he was saved from the delusion by the Lord when he surrendered to him. The second topic is bringing the context. You all know Mahabharata story. These Panchapandavas born in forest for devatas. They are avatara purushas, are the amshas of the devatas. They are not like ordinary human beings. The Lord Yama himself has manifested in the form of Yudhishthira, Indra himself manifested in the form of Arjuna, Vayu Bhagavan as Bhima, Ashwini Kumaras have manifested as Nakula and Sahadeva. Though they are great, still they could not be accommodated in the kingdom of Dhritarashtra, because the king Dhritarashtra was a blind man. Though he was an elderly person, he was elder than the Pandu, the father of Panchapandavas. Though he was elder, still he was denied of the kingdom because of his physical blindness. When Pandu went to forest to do penances, and when he died, the kingdom went back to the Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra was a caretaker king. But he thought it was his right to hold the kingdom. Dhritam Rashtram iti Dhritarashtraha. He was holding that Rashtra very tightly. Like our ministers. They hold the chair, na? Dhritam Rashtram Dhritarashtraha. So he thought it is his property, that he has the right to hold it. And he was very much attached to his son Duryodhana and other sons. Unfortunately, Duryodhana happened to be the adharmic person. He was called Atatayi. Atatayi is a person who has committed 5 types of sins. One is giving poison to somebody, putting fire to their house, or looting the wealth and the wife of somebody, or grabbing the land through unfair means, or killing a nirayudha pani. All these are all crimes which doesn't need any inquiry, shoot at sight. In our Vedic culture, they are given this order to kill a person who is indulging in these type of criminal actions. But anybody cannot shoot, only the king can punish. So he is called Atatayi. But here, unfortunately, the son of the king himself is Atatayi. Because of the attachment towards the Duryodhana, and since Duryodhana did not like the presence of these Panjapandavas, so he refused to share the kingdom, or he refused to give the Yudhishthira the Yuvaraja Patta. So what happened? Krishna has to intermediate, and somehow he managed to get the portion of the kingdom which was deserted. It was called Kandava Pradesha. So by his grace, these Pandavas made it as Indraprastha, and Pandavas performed the Rajasuya Yaga. Yudhishthira became the emperor. So this Duryodhana could not digest this. He thought he is going to be the emperor, but still he is Yuvaraja. Now Yudhishthira has become the emperor, everybody agreed. Even Dhritarashtra has agreed for that. So what to do? How to put down the Yudhishthira? Through the wonderful uncle Shakuni, so they made a plan, conspiracy. We cannot face them in war, but we can bring down their position by having this Maya Dhyut. So they called for playing the Maya Dhyut. Yudhishthira, being the dharmic man, he agreed for that because the order came from the Dhritarashtra. As an obedient son, he has agreed for that. In that Maya Dhyut, they have lost everything. Entire wealth, kingdom, power, everything they lost. And in that situation only, Draupadi, Pandava's wife, was insulted. To avoid the war, because a thing which you have lost through game, you can gain back by your valor. So there was a possibility of war. So they made an agreement, without war we will give back your kingdom, provided if you go through 13 years of Vanavasa, 12 years of Vanavasa and 1 year of Ajnatavasa. Yudhishthira, being a dharmic man, understood the situation and thought, all right, let my younger brother rule this kingdom and enjoy the life. I will do penances for my mistakes in the Maya Dhyut. So at the end of the 13 years of Vanavasa, still Duryodhana refused to give back the kingdom. But Yudhishthira was not at all for war, because during the Indraprastha Rajasuya Yaga itself, Vyasacharya told to Yudhishthira, keeping you as the cause, keeping you as the center, entire race Kuru Vamsha is going to be destroyed. So you will be the cause for that destruction, like that he has prophesied. Yudhishthira was not at all willing to take that role. Why should be entire race be killed because of me? So he was very much trying to adjust or accommodate with the Duryodhana. That was one of the reasons that he even went for Maya Dhyuth. So he thought, let them have the entire kingdom if they give at least 5 villages, that is enough for me. In spite of two attempts sending the messengers, still Duryodhana and the Dhritarashtra refused to give back the kingdom. So finally, when Krishna wanted to go as a messenger, because he was the king maker, he never was a king. There was no Pattabhisheka for Krishna, but he made lot of kings. Therefore, he was called a king maker. So he thought, I have come to this world to establish the dharma. So in my presence, nothing should go wrong. They are adharmic, openly they are adharmic, and Pandavas are dharmic. But just because you are a soft person, you should not be allowed to be cheated by somebody. So I will be the messenger for peace, neither for Pandava side nor for Kaurava side. Because future generation may blame that Krishna was all powerful, he could lift the mountain and he can marry 16,000 wives, but still he did not try for peace for the entire humanity. War means all the problems will be there, lot of after effects are there. Therefore only in our culture it is told Ahimsa Paramo Dharmaha. Ahimsa is the highest dharma. There is no compromise. But when the very same Ahimsa is taken for granted and that becomes the cause for the adharmic people to grow more and more, then Himsa also is allowed for a Kshatriya in order to establish the dharma as an exemption. So Kshatriya can do Himsa in order to establish the dharma in the society. So Krishna went as a messenger, tried to tell them, see, if you both join, 100 plus 5, 105, if you both join, entire world will be under you. But if you quarrel, then nothing will be there in the entire world. So entire race also will be finished off. In spite of his repeated arguments, still Duryodhana was adamant not to share. So Samadhana was failed. Then he asked, all right, you need not give the kingdom, at least 5 villages you can give as a dana. Duryodhana gave dana, entire country for Karna, one portion of the country for Karna. So at least 5 villages you can give as a dana for your brothers, co-brothers. Still Duryodhana refused to give. Then finally it was decided that war will be there in order to establish the dharma. Both armies gathered at the Kurukshetra field. Pandavas were very much fearless because they know that this war is not for any petty gains of kingdom or gains of wealth. It is for the dharmic sake, therefore they were very fearless. And of course Pandavas were protected by the Lord himself. When the army gathered in the Kurukshetra field, still that field is there, you can go and see. It's a vast field. Now it is a town also. Arjuna, fortunately for the humanity, encounters his samsara roga at that most uncomfortable situation. Because in war means you have to concentrate only how to destroy the enemies. There is no possibility of thinking about your personal problems. But as a mischief by the Krishna, as they say, commentators say, it was the real mischief by the Krishna. Krishna only was waiting to give this message to the humanity. But you are searching for a person through whom we can give. And finally he found his friend Arjuna was a competent person to receive that knowledge. But still he is not at all interested in that. He is asking so many things from Krishna, never once about the Atma Jnana. So when Arjuna encountered the Samsara Roga at that crucial moment, he initially tried Arjuna tried to pacify his mind by self-medication. So we also do it. Whenever problems comes, either go for a cinema theater, escapist methods, these are all called. So he tried to escape and he found that, no, it is very, very intense. And he did his own medication, self-medication also. Then he fortunately found that he could not solve the problem. Therefore, he surrendered to the Lord who was the charioteer of the Arjuna's Ratha. When Bhagavan was converted from the charioteer post to Gitacharya, Bhagavan guided Arjuna and protected Arjuna externally in the war and protected Arjuna internally by removing all his delusions. Here Shankaracharya says, Saja Bhagavan Yanaishwarya Shakti Bala Virya Tejobihi Sada Sampannaha Sa Prayojana Abhave Api Bhutana Jigrikshaya Vaitikam Ki Dharmadvayam Arjunaya Shoka Moha Mahodado Nimaganaya Upadidesha. Bhagavan was a capable person, a competent person to solve the delusions of the disciple Arjuna, because he was the Jnana Aishwarya Shakti Bala Virya Tejobihi Sada Sampannaha. No death for his knowledge, no confusion at all. So though the situation was very crucial and uncomfortable, still Bhagavan chose to teach Arjuna, who was a Shoka Moha Mahodadav Nimagganaya Arjunaya, who was immersed in the Shoka and Moha. Nimagganaya means immersed in the Shoka and Moha. Why he taught for Arjuna? Here our Shankaracharya says, though he is not going to get anything, there is no axe to grind for him by teaching. So prayojana abhave api, being the Purna Vastu, he doesn't have anything to gain by this teaching. But still, Bhuta Anujigrikshaya, because of the compassion towards the humanity, he wanted to give this very old Vaidigam Ghi Dharma Dvayam, which we saw in our introduction class. This Pravritti Lakshana Margaha, Nivritti Lakshana Margaha, Pravritti Lakshana Dharmaha, Nivritti Lakshana Dharmaha. He taught this, Gunadikaihi Grihitaha Anushtiyamanaha Cha Dharmaha Prachayam Gamishyati Iti. Though he did not have anything to gain, but still he was having one idea, if I give this knowledge to a proper disciple, this knowledge will go towards the entire humanity. He was a very good seller. His product was Gita. He thought, if I make Arjuna as a brand ambassador for this Gita Shastram, then everybody will Gunadikaihi. Gunadikai means Arjuna was a great warrior, attractive person, successful person, a dharmic person, but still he had confusions. Generally we say, if a person is having power, his life is without any danger. He was a very powerful person. Or we say, if a person is a dharmic person, he may not be having lot of suffering in the world, but still he had suffered. Lot of suffering was there. And there is no need for any confusion in his mind, we think. But still, here we found that Arjuna, though dharmic in his way of life, still he had to encounter the confusion, delusions about the life. So, gunadikaihi grihitaha, one who has understood, if the person who has understanding this knowledge, if he is a person of great achievement, and anushtiyamana means a person who is capable of following that following that wisdom or knowledge in his life, if it is given to that type of person, then prachayam gamishyati iti, it will become popular. So Krishna's plan was wonderfully successful. That is the reason after 5000 years also, now we are studying his wisdom. So Bhagavan protected Arjuna by giving this eternal knowledge of the Veda. And after receiving this wisdom, Arjuna becomes victorious in both senses. He has overcome all the anxiety and fear, and he fought very well, and by the grace of the Lord, so he was victorious in the war also. This entire dialogue which was between the God and the Arjuna was reported by a charioteer, Sanjaya, to the Dhritarashtra. The king, old king, wanted to know what is going to happen in the battlefield, so he requested Vyasacharya. So Vyasacharya told, "No, I am ready to give you eyes." So far he was blind, so he was ready to give the eyes. Then Dhritarashtra told, "No, I cannot identify who are my sons and who are Pandavas, because he never saw. Neither Duryodhana nor Yudhishthira he saw. So you please give that vision to Duradarshanam, it is called television." So it was given to Sanjaya, who was the minister and the charioteer for the Dhritarashtra. So four people at a time were hearing the Gita. One is Arjuna, direct disciple. Second one is Sanjaya. Third one is Dhritarashtra. Fourth one is Vyasacharya. Nor Arjuna taught this Gita to humanity, nor Sanjaya, nor Dhritarashtra, but Vyasacharya, Bhagavan Vyasacharya, was very compassionate enough to print that knowledge in a book form. He gave this knowledge to the entire humanity and made as a part of the great epic called Mahabharata. And the power given to Sanjaya was very peculiar. Generally, Durudarshana means you can see and hear. Only sight and sound was given. But for Sanjaya, one more thing also was there. Sanjaya can know what is the thought pattern going on in the warrior's mind. Now technology has not yet come developed that level. So only forms and the sounds are now telecasted. So we will go for this. With this background, we will go for the actual Gita. Atah prathamodhyayah Dhritarashtra uvacha dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samavetayo yutsavah mamaka pandavachaiva kimakurvata sanjaya. Dhritarashtra asked question to Sanjaya. "Hey Sanjaya, tell me what is happening in Kurukshetra, which happened to be Dharma Kshetra. Kurukshetra is a great pilgrimage center. In Puranas, it is described that it is a great pilgrimage center where many devatas did tapasya. So rishis did tapasya, therefore that Kurukshetra was considered as a Dharma Kshetra. So in that Dharma Kshetra, where Dharma alone can win, Dharma alone can win in that Dharma Kshetra. But my sons happened to be adharmic. So what is happening there? What will happen there? What is happening there?" With a lot of anxiety, he was questioning the Sanjaya. The Dhritarashtra, the blind king, he is blind both ways. Externally, he is deprived of seeing, and internally also, internal blindness is attachment. He never saw his sons, his children, he never saw. But still that much attachment, only by Shraddha Matra. Generally we get attachment through seeing the people, interacting with the people, seeing their beauty, color, personality, and of course voice also. In Dhritarashtra case, he was so weak, just by voice, hearing the voice, he used to get attachment. So he says, "Mamakaha, they are all my children." Sign of Raga and Dvesha, which is the gateway for all the troubles of human life. Pandavaha, Mamakaha. He is separating, you see. Pandavas, they are all Pandavas. They have nothing to do with me. They don't deserve my love. But what about my children? Mamakaha, they belong to me. And this Dhritarashtra, a blind man, is a representation of a blind, ignorant mind. Philosophical way, is a representative of a blind and ignorant mind. What is the Protection of a blind and ignorant mind. 100 types of all unwanted thoughts. If a mind is blinded, it is deluded, confused or attached to something. Hundreds of unwanted dushta vrittis, they call it. So therefore, these thoughts are the children of the blind king. And Pandava represents the sattva guna. Pandava means white. Pandu means a white color person. So he, the whiteness, white color represents the sattva guna. What is the product of his sattva guna? That is clean mind. All these dharmic vrittis. Though in less in number in our mind, when our mind is raised to the sattvic level, very rarely it goes, na? So once or twice we get, I am also a devotee of the Lord. That is the reason the mind wants the satsanga. When it is in a dharmic way, it doesn't, it cannot sit. 1 hour you are all sitting, na? Big tapas it is. So that is the sign of sattvic mind. Though less in number, but still it is noble. So these my sons, my children and Pandu sons are who have gathered in the Kurukshetra, which happened to be the Dharma Kshetra. For what purpose they have gathered? Any family function? No. Samaveta Yuyutsavaha. In order to fight, they have gathered. So what they are doing, hey Sanjaya? Kim akurvata? Now Sanjaya is replying. Drishtva tu pandava nikam vyudham duryodhanastatha acharyam upasangamya raja vachanam abravid. Sanjaya replies. The question of Dhritarashtra implies a lot of anxiety. What type of anxiety? Is there any chance to stop the war? By giving the at least 5 villages, he could have stopped. His attachment towards the Duryodhana and the kingdom was so great, he refused to give even 5 villages. He was the Raja. Duryodhana was your Raja only. So Krishna says, hey, arrest your son. You have the last word. You can tell at least 5 villages you can give. But still you are keeping quiet. Dhritarashtra, you will be the cause for this entire war. So now he is having a great anxiety that my name should not be exposed. That I am the cause for this war. And if any, somehow or the other, without giving anything, if they run away from the battlefield or if they refuse to fight, then this war can be stopped. Is there any possibility with this idea? Dhritarashtra asked. But Sanjaya says, Drishtvatu Pandava Nikam. Tukara. Tu means however. It underlines the comparative excellence of the Pandava army. Pandavas are free from fear. When Sanjaya saw through his Dura Drishti, he found that Pandavas were in their highest spirit. Though less in number, their army was in highest spirit. And seeing their spirit, Duryodhana got afraid. Here Dhritarashtra was in anxiety. There Duryodhana also was in fear. So therefore Sanjaya says, but however, not according to your wish, hey Raja. Dhritarashtra was thinking, somehow these Pandavas will be afraid of seeing my great army, wherein Bhishma is there, Dronacharya is there, 11 Akshaukinis are there. Number wise also, in quality wise also, Kaurava Sena was very great. So seeing them, these Pandavas may be afraid of, or they may run away from the battlefield. He was thinking, Dhritarashtra. But here Sanjaya says, not according to your whims. Actually, Duryodhana is afraid of by the seeing the spirit of the Pandavas. So in that fearful condition, in order to hide his fear, Pandava anikam vyudham drishtva, Anigam Vyudam means a tactical arrangement of the army. Vyudam means tactical arrangement. In a particular way they will arrange so that how to conquer the enemy's army. So seeing that they are a beautiful arrangement of the army, well disciplined army, Duryodhana got afraid. So therefore he was running towards the Acharya. Acharya Upasangamya. Acharya was Dronacharya. Being a leader of the being Yuvaraja, so he can command the presence of the Acharya. He can ask the Acharya to come in front of him to tell anything. But still he was very, because of his fear, he was running towards the Acharya. This is not out of reverence to the Acharya, but this is a diplomacy just to conceal his fear. Acharya Upasangamya Raja Duryodhanaha Idam Vachanam Abravid, said all these words.
Pashyaitam Panduputranam Acharya Mahatim Chamum Yudham Drupataputrena Tavashishyena Dhimata.
Duryodhana says, "Hey Acharya, O Acharya, O teacher, Panduputranam Mahatim Chamum Pashya. See this great army of the Panduputras, Pandavas. O teacher, see the audacity of the Pandavas to fight against you. See, they are your disciples. They should have come and asked pardon from you, but still, knowingly, they are trying to fight against you. Duryodhana is trying to give some fuel to the Acharya. Though you may have soft corner for the Pandavas, Dronacharya loved Arjuna very much, more than Ashwatthama, his own son. Though you may have soft corner for Pandavas, but still see their audacity to fight against you." By these words, Duryodhana is suspecting the very intention of the Dronacharya himself. Because with soft corner in mind, he cannot enter the war, he cannot kill the enemy. As long as you don't consider somebody as enemy, you cannot fight against him. So they turned against you to fight with you without knowing your greatness. A teacher is always great than any disciple. A teacher is always great in any science than any disciple. Still, foolishly, they are not aware of your supremacy. They are trying to kill you with the same techniques and arms you gave to them. All the techniques were given by Dronacharya only. Hey Acharya, in one word, all these commentaries are there. Pashya, Pashya, Panduputranam Mahatim Chamum Pashya. When Duryodhana told, all these commentaries are there. What are they? You are having soft corner towards the Pandavas, you have that soft corner. They are not ready to have any soft corner towards you or respect towards you. They are audacious. They are going to kill you by the techniques which were given by you. And in a clear way, he says, the army was headed by Drupada Putra. Dhimata Drupada Putrena. The army arranged by Drishtadyumna. Drupada Putra, Drishtadyumna was the Drupada Putra. So he is trying to bring an old vengeance towards the Dronacharya and the Drupada. Dronacharya and Drupada were classmates in the Gurukula. Drupada was the king Kshatriya, Dronacharya was a Brahmana. So in their friendship, this Kshatriya told, Drupada told, if I get kingdom in future, I will give half of the country. That is my sign of love towards you, when they were students. But Dronacharya, being a man of a great character, he never utilized it. But when he was in utter poverty, he could not even feed his child with milk. That means not a single cow he was having. So in order to get a cow from the Raja, he went to his old friend Drupada. Drupada not only refused to give any assistance, financial assistance. Ordinary king himself will give anybody, one if Brahmana goes and begs
naturally we will give. Are a king giving a cow is what? For us like 10 paisa giving, na? But Drupada refused to give, and not only that, he has insulted Brahmana, that is Dronacharya. So these vengeance were there. When Drona became the teacher of Pandavas, when Pandavas asked what is the Guru Dakshina, Dronacharya told, I want the entire kingdom of Drupada. So everybody tried to defeat Drupada, only Arjuna could made it. When Drupada lost his kingdom, Dronacharya gave half of the kingdom. Entire Mahabharata is a chain of humiliation and vengeance. Initially, Drupada humiliated Drona. Then Drona humiliated Drupada. Then being humiliated, Drupada went for tapasya, and great tapasya he did, and he wanted a son who can kill Dronacharya. So that son is only our Drishtadyumna. So here Duryodhana is trying to ignite that old vengeance. Hey Acharya, have you forgotten that the leader of the opposite army is the son of your old enemy? So here he says, and not only he is the son of old enemy, he is a very cunning fellow. He came and learnt all the archery from you only. Drishtadyumna was the son of Drupada, and Draupadi was the sister of this Drishtadyumna. So you have to remember all these names, at least for story sake. And being a Kshatriya, he came to Dronacharya to learn all the archery. And Dronacharya was a man of character, so he cannot refuse any Kshatriya who comes for knowledge. So he taught him. For Duryodhana, this character appears as a foolishness. How foolish you are? Somebody born to kill you and you have trained him. How foolish you are? How cunning this Drishtadyumna is. So that Drishtadyumna is the leader of this army. And not only that, Tava Shishyena. He is your own Shishya. Your disciple who learnt the archery from you. And you are such a fool, knowingly you taught him. By all these words, Duryodhana is trying to ignite Dronacharya. Duryodhana never respected Acharyas or elderly people. Never. It is taken for granted, he is to tell, my head can never bow down. Mananga mudi, in Tamil they will say. My head can never bow down. He never bowed down to anybody. He was not having faith in anybody. He being a cheat, so he considered everybody as a cheat. So Dronacharya may play double game, like Shalya, who actually played the double game. Physically he was on the side of Kaurava, but mentally he was wishing the victory for the Pandavas. Because Shalya was taken to their side cunningly, therefore Shalya also reacted cunningly. Like that, Duryodhana never was a straightforward person. Therefore, he cannot think about somebody as straightforward. A person who don't have straightforwardness cannot think about somebody as straightforward. Next shloka. Atra shura maheshvasa bhimarjuna samayudhi yudhano viradascha drupatascha maharataha drishtaketascha kitanaha kashi rajascha viryavan पुरुजित कुंती भोजश्च शैभ्यश्च नरपुंगवः युधामन्युश्च विक्रांत उत्तमौ जाश्च वीर्यवान सौभद्रो द्रौपदेयाश्च सर्वैव महारथाः. ये दुर्योधन एनलिस द वॉरियर्स ग्रेट वॉरियर्स इन द पांडव साइड. अत्र मीन्स इन द पांडव साइड. Shuraha Maheshvasaha Bhimarjuna Samaha Yudhi. Great warriors. Shuras means courageous. Maheshvasaha, wielding those people who can wield powerful dhanush. Gandiva is there with Arjuna. Na? Like that many are there who have powerful bows and arrows. And almost they are equal to Bhima and Arjuna in fighting. Don't think that only Bhima and Arjuna are powerful. I am going to enlist the people who are equal to Bhima and Arjuna in fighting. Who are they? Yuyudhanaha. Yuyudhanaha is a name for Satyaki. The Vrishni Vamsha, very powerful Vamsha it is. Very powerful army they had. Before the war, both Duryodhana and the Arjuna went to Krishna to ask the help. So Bhagavan is always nirapekshaha. He doesn't have any partiality. Whoever comes, he will give. If terrorists ask some boo, he will give. If Ravana asks, he will give. Only thing is, we have to ask. And he will give whatever we ask, but side effect we have to bear. Like a mother who gives the laddu which is sold on the street. Child asks, I want that laddu. Mother says, no, no, it is full of bacteria and virus, contaminated by pollution. Don't ask for this. You will get diarrhea. I will give you a good Cadbury's chocolate. But the child is being ignorant and adamant. What it will say? No, no, I want that laddu only. Here also says, what is there, our future, we don't know. And Bhagavan knows everything. The very fact he gives obstacles for all our attempts shows that he is not willing to give it to you. But we are adamant. We go to this temple, we change the god also. We change the ashramas, we change the god. If Hanuman is not giving, I will go to Ganapati. If Ganapati is not going, I will go to Vishnu. If Venkatachala Perumal is not giving, I will go to Shiva. So we change the god, and we are adamant. What happens? Because of our tapas. This is called tapas. Go on asking or crying. So he gives. But side effect you have to bear. Chilli means it will bring the heart in the stomach. Yes, that's the nature of chilli. Sugar cane means it is sweet. Like that, every object in the world has its own nature. You cannot change the nature. If you want to avoid the suffering because of that object, you avoid the object itself. But what is our idea? I want chilli. It is nice to eat. Nice to eat. While eating chilli, it is very nice. But after half an hour only, we will come across the effect. Similarly, we always ask which is not good for us. We don't know what to ask. Similarly, Duryodhana went to Krishna to ask help from Krishna to win the war. Duryodhana thought, Krishna is good for nothing. Somehow he got this importance in the society because of his magic capacity, lifting the mountain and all magics he did. Na? Therefore people are, he's a good magician, but people consider him as God, he's there. So actual power is where? In the army. That army I should get to my side, therefore I will win the war. With this idea he went. And Arjuna went asking help from the Krishna. Arjuna did not want army. The choice of asking the boon was given to, first choice was given to Arjuna. So Arjuna told, hey Krishna, I don't want army. I want only you. Generally, anybody who sides with anybody, along with him, all possession will go. Suppose one person becomes friend to you, his property also comes to you only. Na? But here, very peculiarly, Bhagavan has separated himself from the wealth. Shalya was taken care of by the Duryodhana. So along with Shalya, Shalya's army has come. Like that, other friends also, kings also, they came, they sided with Duryodhana. Along with them, their army also went. But here, Bhagavan sided with Arjuna, but he has separated and given to Duryodhana his army. Opposite side he has given. So only Bhagavan only can separate himself, or a man of knowledge only can separate himself from the all external achievements and possessions. In order to satisfy both, he has separated. One side I am without any weapon, another side, entire army, a great property it was. For war it is the army is the property, na? Wealth. Arjuna understood the greatness of, intrinsic greatness of Krishna. Krishna being the Lord, he can do anything if he wants. And I have the capacity to run the show of my life. I don't disturb for my sake. I have the capacity to run the show. Suppose I want to marry a girl whom I am loving. I don't go to temple and bother. Because he has other problems. He has to tackle Bin Laden and other problems. Why should I trouble him for all small, small petty things? So I will try in my level best. If it comes also okay, not also okay. But I need Bhagavan's grace or Bhagavan's support through my entire life. So Arjuna enjoyed the Bhagavan's love entire life. He wanted that friendship and love at the end of the life also. So he told, I want you only, Krishna. Though you are without any weapon, I don't respect you because of your powers or weapons. I want your love, that's all. And I want a person who can, whom I can depend upon. So I request you to become a charioteer for me. Though it's a very, very menial job. Shalya refused to take that job. And Shalya was asked by Karna, please be a driver. So Shalya told, what? Should I be a driver for a son of driver? Karna was considered as a son of driver. He should drive for me, and you are asking me to drive. Then somehow they managed, see Arjuna opposite side, Arjuna is there. Arjuna is there, his chariot was Bhagavan, very powerful. So this side Karna is there, so you also will be considered equal to them. Somehow they managed to convince Shalya. Here, Bhagavan happily agreed for this menial job out of love. And Duryodhana took the entire army with him. When he went to tell this happy story to Shakuni, I have brought entire army. Shakuni asked, where is Krishna? Krishna is there. Krishna did not come. Krishna has separated himself from the army. So Shakuni told that time itself, you are a fool. Whether that fellow is with weapon or without weapon, nobody is equal in the world. He is a great... Shakuni did not know that he is Bhagavan. Shakuni knew him, knew Bhagavan as only a great Mayavi. He is a great Mayavi. And he used to tell, remove that company of Mayavi from the Pandava for one Muhurta. One Muhurta means 48 minutes or something. I will make these Pandavas beggars entire life. Remove the presence of Krishna or friendship of Krishna from Pandavas. They are worthless, they will become worthless. So that is the assessment of Shakuni regarding the Bhagavan. So the Duryodhana, now he is enumerating the Maharathas. Maharathi means a person who can fight single-handedly, simultaneously with 10,000 people. You cannot imagine this type of achievements, human achievements. Eko dasha sahasranam yodhayet yattu dhanvinam shastra pravinascha maharataha iti smritaha. Ekaha san dasha sahasranam, 10,000 people he can handle. At a time he can engage in war. And next to him another one is there, Achirathi. Amitam yodhayet yastu samproktam achirataha. More than 10,000, if anybody can fight at a time, he is called achirata. And ratha, these are all titles of a, like a general, lieutenant colonel, we say, na? In that way it is. Topmost is achirata, next is maharathas, and next is rathas, and last one is ardharatha. The ratha, the soldier who got this title can fight 1,000 warriors. Ardharatha means he can fight, only can manage 5 or 10 or 20 like that. So the list which Duryodhana is going to enlist are all Maharathas who can fight 10,000 warriors at a time. Who are they? Yudhanaha Satyaki. So Satyaki was a great warrior. Yudhanaha means Satyaki. Virataha, Virata Raja. Then Drupadaha. These are all the proper names. Drupadaha, Drishtaketuhu, Chekitanaha, Viryavan Kashi Rajaha, Purujite, Kunti Bojaha, Shaibyaha. They are all in the Pandava side. And who are others also? Vikrantaha, Yudhamanyuhu, Uttamajaus, a proper name. And Draupati Putras, 5 sons of Draupati and son of Subhadra, Abhimanyu, all are Maharathas. Though, hey Acharya, you know their greatness, still I wanted to enumerate to you. What about our greatness, greatness of the, of our army?
Asmakam tu vishishtaye tanibodhasvi jyotama nayaka mama sainyasya sajnyartham tan bravimite.
Asmakam tu vishishta ye tan nibodha. He Dijotama, O great among Brahmins. This also a scolding word. He Dijotama generally means a great person among the Brahmins. You are a Brahmana. How can you come and fight here? How can you join with the Kshatriyas in fighting? So indirectly criticizing the Acharya for taking to Kshatriya Dharma. Because a Brahmana has only 6 type of duties. Yajanam, Yajanam. He can do worship or rituals. He can officiate the rituals. Yajanam, Yajanam, priesthood. Patanam, Patanam. Patana means he has to study the scriptures and he can teach the scriptures. Danam, Pratigrahaha. He can give charity if he has lot of wealth. Or he can take the charity also, he can beg also. But for Kshatriya, he cannot beg. Kshatriya cannot teach. Kshatriya cannot officiate the rituals. For Kshatriya, only Yajanam is allowed. He can do pujas. And Patanam is allowed, he can study the scriptures. And he can give the charity. But he cannot teach the scriptures, he cannot officiate the rituals, and he cannot receive the begging. So Duryodhana is indirectly criticizing Dronacharya. Hey Acharya, you are not at all for fighting, but somehow you came for fighting, giving up your Swadharma. Let me great warriors. Mama sainyasya vishishtaha nayakaha aham bravimi. I am going to tell or enlist the great warriors in our side just for your information sake. Te sajnyartam tan nibodha. May you know. Who are they?
Bhavan bhishmascha karnascha kripascha samitinjayaha ashvatthama vikarnascha saumadattista thaivacha anye cha bhagavashura madatte tyakta jivitaha nana shastra prakarana sarve yuddha visharadaha.
Bhavan is a diplomatic approach to get the goodwill of the Dronacharya. Bhavan, he puts a Dronacharya as the first man in that army. And next one is Bhishmaha, Karnaha, Kripaha, Samitinjayaha. Samitinjayaha is not a proper noun. It is the adjective for Kripaha. Samitinjayaha Kripaha. One who is ever victorious. Kripacharya is a You cannot defeat Kripacharya. Brother-in-law of Dronacharya. He is also Brahmana.
Then Ashwatthama, then Vikarnaha, then Saumadattihi.
So he was enlisting all these great people and he says, not only they are, others also, Anye Bhagavaha Shura Nana Shastra Praharana.
There are many people in our side also who can wield the weapons.
Shastra means a weapon which is held in the hand, like a sword, disc, like that.
Praharana means missiles, which can be thrown.
Missiles, all Astra Shastra, they call it. Now the modern world is having technology based missiles. In those days, technology based missiles were not there, but Mantra Shastra based missiles. They can take an ordinary stick or a grass and they can invoke the powerful weapon in that grass. So ordinary stick arrow can become a Brahmastra. This technology not just by invoking certain words or mantra, you can make ordinary stick as an atom bomb. How is it possible?
So our culture had this.
Nana Shastra Praharana. Those who are having lot of weapons and missiles, including divine missiles. Many are having divine missiles. Karna was having divine missile. Dronacharya was having Brahmastra. Casually he was putting Brahmastra. Very difficult one. Last is atom bomb. Simply he was putting. And other devatas and other people had to come and they made him to stop.
Who are they? Madarte Tekta Jeevitaha.
Those who have assembled here on our side are decided to die for my sake.
Madarte, not Dharmarte.
Not Dharmarte. Just for because of the friendship with me or love towards me, Madarte, though it is adharmic or dharmic according to their own interpretation, Madarte Tekta Jeevitaha. Tekta Jeevita means one who has died already. By his thought process, he has made them die already. So in the beginning itself, he considered them as dead. He is trying to cover up his inmost fear. Therefore, all these words he was talking to Dronacharya. And he is going to compare the strength of, so far he was comparing the or enlisting the warriors on both sides. Hereafter he is going to compare the strength of both the warriors. Those details we will see in the next class.
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः.